The Lord be with you.
And
read from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues. You'll be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak and what you are to say. You'll be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You'll be hated by all because of my name. But whoever endures to the end will be saved." The Gospel of the Lord. Right after we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate a heartwarming saint. We celebrate his birthday into heaven. The church teaches that the death of the saints is their birthday into heaven. Saint Stephen, we celebrate his birthday into heaven about 2,000 years ago. And I invite you to read the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7. That will give you a good summary of this super saint. We call him a super saint. Ironically, do you know what Stephen means? It means crowned. He was not crowned with jewels or diamonds. How was he crowned? With stones. That was his crowning. He was crowned with stones. His skull was crushed by the stones that were thrown upon him. Let's go through his life and the beautiful messages that he gives to all of us. Okay, the apostles had a problem. The church was growing, and the apostles ended up by doing a lot of work. And they started to wait on tables and help out the poor, which is great. But Peter called together the apostles and said, you know, we can't just dedicate ourselves to being waiters and waiters, basically, and helping out the poor. Great work. But we're called to pray and we're called to preach. So we've got to get someone that can do this very important work of working with the poor and waiting on tables. So they prayed and they chose what are called the deacons. Deacon comes from Greek, diakonia, and it means service. So there was Parthenos and Nicanor, and the most famous would be, guess who? Saint Stephen. So, where do we find Saint Stephen in the reading today? Saint Stephen is confronting these people, basically were hypocrites. These were Hellenistic Jews from Greece. And they knew the law. They knew the prescriptions. They knew the exterior. In other words, they knew the letter of the law, but they were not living it out. We call that hypocrisy, okay? Or a double faith person. Or we say in Spanish, doble cara, hipócrita, okay? We say in Spanish, someone that says one thing with his lips, but he lives something different with his life. And Stephen, we don't know how old he was. But this saint I've loved for many years. Maybe he was 20. 1920, but there was one thing very certain. He loved God. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. He knew the Word of God like the back of his hand. Obviously, this was a young man that had meditated upon the Word of God for many years. Not only did he meditate upon the Word of God, but he knew it and he lived it. So he was surrounded by these people that knew the Word of God, but they didn't live it. And he took them to task. Now the irony is this, is that they chose Steve and the deacons to wait on tables and to help out the poor. And Stephen, read it today. It'll take him maybe 5 or 10 minutes. Stephen gives one of the most eloquent discourses in the whole Bible. It's long. He's a deacon. The apostle said, we got to preach, we got to pray. And we have one of the longest, most beautiful discourses or homilies on the history of salvation by this young Stephen. So they try to trap him. And they say that you're always speaking against the church. You're always speaking against the temple. So they confront him. And every time they confront him, they are not able to resist his eloquence. Imagine this, surrounded by these men with maybe long white beards, pot bellies, no? Okay. They're probably old enough to be his grandfather, most of them. Some of them have maybe studied under Gamaliel, you know, the best teacher in the world. And here Stephen is, confronting them, and he's debating with them, and he's beating them, maybe some of them, 10 against 1, he's able to beat them. How could that happen? The Holy Spirit. Amen? Holy Spirit. And he's courageous. So he's brought before the Sanhedrin. And if you were carefully listening to the first reading, he lambasts them. He says, how many of the prophets have been killed? How many prophets have been persecuted? And he said that you also are responsible for the same thing. You've received the word of God from angels and you have not obeyed it. And they were stung to the heart. And they look at his face and they see an angel. What does that mean? Was he turned an angel? No. The innocence of this young man. And this was the last straw that broke their back. He looks up. He looks up and there in heaven, he's able to see the clouds open and Jesus Christ standing at the right hand of God the Father. And he says, behold, I see the heavens open and Jesus standing at the right hand of God the Father. And this was too much. So they did this. They couldn't bear to listen to the truth. They go like this. And they grind their teeth and they drag them out and they throw their cloaks and then they start to throw the stones. The stones come crushing down upon him, crashing into his skull. Now it's very important that you're aware of the last words of St. Stephen. Understand the feast day today, you have to understand the last words of St. Stephen. Was Stephen very close to the cross when Jesus was crucified? We don't know. But the last words of St. Stephen were about the last words of Jesus Christ. Were you listening? He said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. What did Jesus say? Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Then what was the first word of Jesus on the cross? Father, forgive them because they do not know what they're doing. What did Stephen say? Lord, do not hold this sin against them. The same thing that Jesus said on the cross. So here's a man that's really, really living. He's really, really living his Catholic faith, his Christian faith. Now the commentators say this. Okay. Hopefully we're listening. Who was present at the death of St. Stephen? Ah. Was Saul trying to oppose this death? There was Saul, huh? There was Saul. Hit him in the head. Kill him. Saul was there present at the murder of Saint Stephen. Here we have one of the greatest men who ever lived in the world after Jesus Christ, who was a murderer. Who is the greatest person in the Old Testament? Moses, right? Moses was a murderer. Did you know that? A murderer. David was an adulterer and a murderer. Right? Very interesting. So what do we see in this? God's infinite mercy. And Stephen, right now, Stephen and Paul are in heaven together, probably listening to my homily. And you think Stephen is pointing his finger at Paul, saying, "Now, why did you do that?" No, he's embracing him, saying, thank you for my death. I forgive you. I love you. And as a result of that, you have the most famous conversion in the world. Would you agree with that? Probably the most famous conversion in the world would be the conversion of Saul of Tarsus to the great apostle St. Paul. So I just hope that you really fall in love with this saint. I love St. Stephen. And I pray that we'll be like him, to really know the Bible. Meditate on the Word of God. Day and night. I meditate upon the law of God day and night. Psalm number 1, right? You're like a tree planted by rushing waters. Your fruit will never fade. Psalm chapter 1. So let's pray that we would be able to really know the Word of God. Meditate upon the Word of God. Love the Word of God. Defend the Word of God. Defend the church. And like Stephen, even to be willing to die for the love of Christ. Amen.